and the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward looking toward Gilgal, that is, before the going up to Adummim, which is on the south side of the river, and the border passed toward the waters of En-Shemesh, and the goings out thereof were at En-Rogel. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was set above upon them, and all their hinder parts were inward. And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looking out at a window, saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was set above upon them, and all their hinder parts were inward. As thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong, and as a molten looking glass, like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes failed with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. There were also women looking on afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph, and Salome. And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them, and brake, and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plough and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. But do not thou yield unto them, for there lie in wait for him of them more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath, that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now are they ready, looking for a promise from thee, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries, looking unto Jesus the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.